وَلَقَدْ صَرَّفْنَا فِي هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ لِلنَّاسِ مِنْ كُلِّ مَثَلٍ وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ أَكْثَرَ شَيْءٍ جَدَلًا.
And surely, we have explained matters to people in the Quran in diverse ways, using all manner of parables. But man is exceedingly contentious.
وَمَا مَنَعَ النَّاسَ أَن يُؤْمِنُوا إِذْ جَاءَهُمُ الْهُدَى وَيَسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّهُمْ إِلَّا أَن تَأْتِيَهُمْ سُنَّةُ الْأَوَّلِينَ أَوْ يَأْتِيَهُمُ الْعَذَابُ قُبُلًا.
What is it that prevented mankind from believing when the guidance came to them? And from asking forgiveness of their Lord, except that they would like to be treated as the nations of yore, or that they would like to see the scourge come upon them face to face. What is it that prevented mankind from believing when the guidance came to them, and from asking forgiveness of their Lord, except that they would like to be treated as the nations of yore, or that they would like to see the scourge come upon them face to face? The Quran has advanced all kinds of arguments and has marshaled all kinds of evidence to illuminate the truth it expounds. It has spared no device in making an appeal to people's hearts and minds. Since all available measures had been exhausted, it was not clear what prevented people from embracing the truth. Were people waiting to be seized by God's scourge? Would they only accept the truth the hard way?
وَمَا نُرْسِلُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ إِلَّا مُبَشِّرِينَ وَمُنْذِرِينَ وَيُجَادِلُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِالْبَاطِلِ لِيُدْحِضُوا بِهِ الْحَقَّ وَاتَّخَذُوا آيَاتِي وَمَا أُنْذِرُوا هُزُوًا.
We raise messengers only to give good news and to warn, but the unbelievers resort to falsehood in order to rebut the truth with it and scoff at my revelations and my warnings. We raise messengers only to give good news and to warn. This verse also has two possible meanings, both of which seem valid. In one sense, the verse means that the messengers are sent by God for no other purpose than to apprise people of the good consequences of obeying God and the evil consequences of disobeying Him. It is tragic that foolish people have often failed to pay heed to these warnings and seem to be bent upon inviting God's scourge upon themselves while the messengers of God try hard to avert this. The other meaning of the verse is that if the unbelievers wanted to witness God's scourge, they need not ask the messenger, peace be upon him, to bring it forth. For the messengers are not sent to bring about God's scourge, they are rather raised to warn people about it.
وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ ذُكِّرَ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِ فَأَعْرَضَ عَنْهَا وَنَسِيَ مَا قَدَّمَتْ يَدَاهُ إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ أَكِنَّةً أَنْ يَفْقَهُوهُ وَفِي آذَانِهِمْ وَقَرًا وَإِنْ تَدْعُهُمْ إِلَى الْهُدَى فَلَنْ يَهْتَدُوا إِذًا أَبَدًا.
Who is more wicked than the man who, when he is reminded by the revelations of his Lord, turns away from them and forgets the consequence of the deeds wrought by his own hands? We have laid veils over their hearts, lest they understand the message of the Quran, and we have caused heaviness in their ears. Call them as you may to the right path, and they will not be guided ever. We have laid veils over their hearts, lest they understand the message of the Quran, and we have caused heaviness in their ears. Call them as you may, to the right path, and they will not be guided ever.
If someone resorts to sheer irrationality when confronted with arguments and sincere counsel, and pits falsehood, fraud, and deception against truth, and evinces no readiness in recognizing that his misdeeds will have evil consequences, then God seals his heart and mind. As a result, such people become deaf to all voices, calling them to truth and sanity. Instead of taking heed of sincere counsel, they obstinately continue towards self-destruction. They do not acknowledge that they are rushing towards the abyss of destruction until they find themselves helplessly in it.
وَرَبُّكَ الْغَفُورُ ذُو الرَّحْمَةِ لَوْ يُؤَاخِذُهُمْ بِمَا كَسَبُوا لَعَجَّلَ لَهُمُ الْعَذَابَ بَلْ لَهُمْ مَوْعِدٌ لَنْ يَجِدُوا مِنْ دُونِهِ مَوْئِلًا.
Your Lord is all-forgiving, full of mercy. Had He wished to take them to task for their doings, He would have hastened in sending His scourge upon them. But He has set for them a time limit which they cannot evade. Your Lord is all-forgiving, full of mercy. Had He wished to take them to task for their doings, He would have hastened in sending His scourge upon them. But He has set for them a time limit which they cannot evade. God does not punish the guilty instantly. Out of infinite mercy, He grants such criminals a reasonable period of respite that they may mend themselves. Out of utter folly and ignorance, many people totally misunderstand this respite they receive from God. They tend to believe that regardless of what they do, they will not be held to account, a belief which, of course, is totally erroneous.
وَتِلْكَ الْقُرَىٰ أَهْلَكْنَاهُمْ لَمَّا ظَلَمُوا وَجَعَلْنَا لِمَهْلِكِهِمْ مَوْعِدًا.
All the townships afflicted with scourge are before your eyes. When they committed wrong, we destroyed them. For the destruction of each, we had set a definite term. All the townships afflicted with scourge are before your eyes. This refers to the ruins and desolation of the lands of the people of Saba, Thamud, Midian, and Lot, which lay on the trade routes of the Quraysh. All these were also well known to the other tribes of Arabia.